be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
Will the economy in 2020 survive the politics of an election year? That's my topic for today in Dollars and Cents. You know, that's one of the biggest factors that I think is going to lead to volatility in the markets this year. There's a couple of others. There's an ongoing tug of war between the financial markets and the Federal Reserve. I am concerned about production in China affected by the coronavirus. So there are some global factors that could come into play. But how might politics this year affect your money? And that's what I want to talk about. You know, I've done segments before on how politics affect the markets. And when we look at it historically, politics really, other than with some short-term gyrations, really don't have a meaningful impact on markets. The one thing I'm confident of is that markets do like a divided government. So if we have one party in the presidency, the markets like to see at least one of the houses of Congress be in the other party because of the checks and balances that are in place. So as a rule, the markets have liked that. But in the past, the politics of which office has the Congress versus which has the presidency really hasn't had a long-term meaningful impact. However, I do think maybe that's somewhat different this year, because I think we're coming up on a very pivotal election in the sense that there's really, at a bigger level, there seems to be an ongoing critical point in our road where we're deciding in many ways between capitalism and socialism and the different approaches to what our future needs to be and how everything is run in the United States of America. And those two choices are so radically different that the outcome could absolutely have an effect on markets, but we really never know. And if there is continues to be a divided government, how much actual radical change will happen? It's hard to say. So how does it affect your money and what should you be doing? Well, I think the key is if you have the right financial plan. And if you're retired or almost retired, one of the key elements of that is, where do you draw your income from? You know, so many people draw their income across all their investments. And that means that when their investments are down substantially, which inevitably they will eventually be, they're selling off investments when they're down and they're spending that money for income. And that can be catastrophic. See, it's okay to sell something when it's down and reinvest, but you never want to sell when it's down and spend it. Yet if you're living across on all of your investments and you're selling investments that go up and down in value, then when they're down, you're going to be really compounding the problem. And the first 5 years of retirement has a very disproportionate effect on your long-term outcome in retirement. It affects over 50% of your result over a 30-year retirement. Over 50% is determined potentially in the first 5 years. Well, what if you retire into the teeth of a bear market with all this volatility and concerns and all these things going on? We've got almost 11 years, longest bull market run in history. So in the next 5 years, we're probably going to have a bear market. And if you don't have a financial plan that can deal with that, where you're allowing your risk investments to ride through that downturn and have time to recover, you don't lose too much, and you therefore have time to recover, you've got to have an income plan that can support that. And then it, you know, whether the bear market happens next year or this year or in 3 years, if you're focusing your longer term, your risk investments on 7-8 years from now, well, it doesn't matter if it's next year or in 3 years, and you don't have to worry about trying to time the market, because I'm very confident that if you try to time the market, it's the devil's folly. So, you know, no matter what happens in November, do I think there might be long-term implications? Yes. But there are so many things that are riding on that, and so many things that could affect that, like a divided Congress. So don't just make a knee-jerk reaction and panic and do something dramatic. Instead, you should have a plan that allows you to focus on the long term with your risk investments and draw certainty of income from safe and stable investments in the early years of retirement. And you can have a plan that can largely insulate yourself from the potential volatility of the markets in this crazy political climate.